Well, here's something about Duluth that I bet you didn't know. It has been named the 2018 Best City for Pet Travelers by GoPetFriendly.com. Danette Lynch is one of the key organizers and volunteers and people coordinating Duluth's dog parks here in town. And Danette, I understand the dog parks were really instrumental. Folks that are fans of the dog parks were really instrumental in trying to get the word out to Go Pet Friendly that this is the community to be. Tell us a little bit about the competition.
You're right. We use the Duluth Dog Parks. We use the Duluth Dog Parks Facebook group and the Jean Duluth Dog Park Facebook group and the Observation Dog Park Facebook groups as a way to let people know about this tournament. And then we also did some face-to-face interaction at the dog parks, going up to people, letting them know about it, and then asking them to vote on their cell phones right then and there.
Fantastic. Well, and you've had some interesting conversations with folks yourself who were traveling through the area and had discovered the dog parks and were thrilled.
Well, it's even a little more than discovering the dog parks. There's many people that when they're traveling seek out and look ahead for dog parks along their route. I know of people that travel and select hotels based on dog parks, so they look for dog parks on their route and then find hotels in that area so that they can stop and exercise and socialize while they're traveling. Last fall, there was a big rig, a big RV fifth wheel in the parking lot at Keene. I was waiting for some volunteers to arrive, and I saw the people approaching the van or the RV and started talking with them, and they were on their way from Michigan to North Dakota, and they stopped in Duluth only because of the dog park. Now, no doubt once they're stopped in town, they might stop and get some food, fill up with gas, and spend a little more time here, but the reason they stopped was because of the dog park. And I've heard numerous other stories like that where they're getting off the freeway because of the dog park.
So what does it mean to be a pet-friendly community? I've certainly noticed a change in a place and that dogs are more welcome in different places, more and more restaurants with outdoor seating in the summertime are pet-friendly. What are some of the other amenities that our community offers for folks who come traveling through with the four-leggeds?
Well, right now we have 25 hotels that are pet-friendly. There may be more that I'm not aware of, but those are ones I'm aware of. So 25 hotels, and that's including Duluth, Hermantown, Proctor, and Superior, so in this really metro area. So there's 25 hotels, which is quite a few to pick from. At last count, I have a list of 44 businesses that are pet-friendly. Again, certainly there's more. Those are just the ones that I'm aware of, and I have some more to add to that list. There's 16 pet-friendly patios where in the summertime people can eat, drink, and socialize and have their pet on the outdoor patio. So there's quite a lot of things to pick from.
It's wonderful. It's wonderful to live in that community. So where does Duluth need to go from here to kind of get the word out? I mean, are you in contact with the Chamber of Commerce and city administration and saying, hey, you guys, you know, When you're out promoting Duluth and the wonderful trails and the outdoor activities, are you letting people know that they can bring their animals with and do things with them also?
Well, after we won the tournament for Best City for Pet Travelers, I let everybody know, including city administration, Chamber of Commerce. I know that the Downtown Council shared that information on theirs. Visit Duluth, though, however, is the best at letting this information know in their on their website as well as in their shiny Visit Duluth 2018 brochure. Magazine, actually, that goes out to their different exhibitor events as well as available at all the hotels. They have a little dog print marking on all of their things so that when they're talking to the people that are in their magazine, they're asking them, are you pet friendly? And that's where I double check some of my information. For the third year in a row, the Duluth Dog Parks is really the only parks and trails amenity that is specifically called out in the, there's two pages for parks and trails in the Visit Duluth brochure. And for the last 3 years, they mentioned Duluth Dog Parks.
Well, I travel a lot with my four-leggeds, and I don't go very far. So, you know, a question of, you know, where am I going to stay overnight, or, boy, I got to let them out and have a break, isn't a huge, big issue, but I travel with them all the time, and I'd certainly much rather have them be able to get out and stretch their legs, run around a little bit in a dog park, than, you know, maybe just stop at a rest area on a leash and then dump them back in the car. And that'd be, and get to know a community a little bit if you're traveling through.
Well, that's a big part of it. We've traveled a lot with our dog. A lot of it has been on foot. We were traveling by boat, so we were walking a lot. And what we found by going to dog parks, it was great for our dog to get out and run around and just really sprint as much as he wanted, because you can plod around, walk around the neighborhood all you want, and it's not going to tire out the dog. The same as...
And sometimes they're in better shape than we are, and they want to run, and we want to walk.
Exactly. So a half hour at a dog park, letting them really run and break loose, can really help that travel for the animals. But we've also found, my husband and I, that it is a great way for us to socialize. We've gotten recommendations for places to eat, places to go, scenic, touristy things to go visit, and you just kind of feel like you're a part of things a little bit more when you're hanging out on a bench and talking with people that are from there.
Absolutely. And dogs are such an icebreaker in situations where you wouldn't know what to say to a total stranger sitting next to you, other than maybe some lame comment about the weather. You can say, which one's yours? Or, oh gosh, what a beautiful dog. And then dog people just suddenly become instant friends.
Right. You need such, and we have a lot of people that use the dog parks that have social, emotional, physical issues. We have many people that are on disabilities. We have many people with depression, mental health type of things. And one thing I think that is great for many people about the dog parks is it takes such a limited level of conversation to be able to thrive in a dog park. You need to be able to ask and answer. How old is your dog? What's his or her name? What kind is it? How long have you had it? And once you have that, that's really all you need. And sometimes that's all the farther it goes. But even at that, you're able to participate. You're able to talk with somebody, have a little conversation, and you're able to be a part of things. Now, if you don't want to socialize, you can go to a farther bench, or you can still
sure.
find that space to yourself. But it is really a good way where people can interact. And the kind of the last thing that comes up is, where did you go to school, or what's your job? It kind of, I know.
That's not, who cares?
It doesn't
but
matter.
But tell me about what your dog had for breakfast.
Right. And so it's such a great commonality and this kind of great equalizer that all are one. It just doesn't really matter where you came from.
And it really does make it so much easier. Sometimes the social interactions that can be so anxiety provoking for certain people, it's just kind of a non-issue. And if you, again, like you say, if you want to socialize, you can socialize with people. If you'd rather not, you can, you know, take your dog and kind of walk away by yourself if you just need a little decompression time. But you feel when you're there like, oh, I found my tribe, you know, I found my people, because, well, many people have the same mindset.
Right. And we have a lot of people that come to the dog parks that don't have a pet. We have one in particular that she's a great photographer, and she's found her tribe. She can't have a pet in her current living situation, and so she comes. She does great photography and has met a lot of people, and she's one who was so shy. She came and sat in the parking lot, I think, a dozen times before she ever got out of the car because she was so self-conscious, and now she's one of a lot of people's favorite person because she takes such great photos and then posts them. And other people come with friends or family, where a lot of times two people will get out of the car. There might be one dog. So they're picking up someone else along the way, and it's a way that they're spending time in Duluth's outdoors. And it's not just for tourists or people that live in Duluth, as there's a great many that use our own dog parks, but it also brings people in from nearby towns, Rice Lake, Cloquet, Hermantown. So it's bringing people in from nearby towns as well. And I did a little survey one time, and a great many of them, while they're in town with the dog parks, are spending money. They're hitting the gas station, picking up some groceries, putting gas on, whatever. So there's an economic impact as well, just from people from nearby towns.
Danette, this is wonderful. Congratulations on helping to make us the 2018 Best City for Pet Travelers. GoPetFriendly.com has awarded that honor to Duluth. Danette Lynch, one of the organizers of the dog parks and a volunteer that's given so much to the dog parks over the years. Thanks so much for joining us. Great to have you here.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Danette Lynch, our guest this morning here on 103.3 KUMD.